Zach Saganaw's background is as a jazz drummer, and his electronic music doesn't exactly sound like jazz, but you can easily hear how his songs are ruled by rhythm. Saganaw records and performs electronic music under the name Shigeto. He was born and raised in Ann Arbor, and his family is Jewish and Japanese. He played the drums growing up, and he almost flunked out of high school, but music saved him. Saganaw says music has always been the easiest way for him to express stuff that's hard to talk about.
Growing up, I felt very kind of two-sided. I felt like I didn't fit in with the kind of general American just vision of what a good kid would be here. But I also felt very disconnected from my roots, whether it was my Japanese side or my Jewish side.
He says by making music under the name Shigeto, which is actually his middle name, it became easier to explore things like his family's history and to honor his Japanese relatives.
In a nutshell, after Pearl Harbor was bombed, all the people of Japanese descent living on the West Coast were whisked away one day and put into internment camps. They could bring one suitcase per family member, and they didn't know when they were coming back. And so my grandmother, my grandfather, everyone on my mom's side of the family were in these internment camps. And I think it affected us in many ways, consciously and subconsciously, throughout the generations. Like, I don't speak Japanese, for instance. My mother never spoke it to me. My grandmother didn't really speak it to my mother. And I think it's because you go through an experience like that and you're like, wow, I don't want this to ever come back. I don't want this to happen again. So you kind of suppress that side of you and try to be as American or fit in as much as you can.
He made and dedicated the album Lineage to his grandparents, with a special shout-out to his grandmother.
I wanted to basically express to her how much her life and what she's been through has affected me, but it's hard to talk about that stuff, especially to maybe someone with that much of an age difference. And dedicating my music to her and sharing her experience was the best way I could think of kind of being like, hey, I know, I feel you, it affects me, and here, I love you, whatever.
Saganaw is also inspired by places in Michigan. On his newest album, he's got a song that's named after the city he now calls home, Detroit.
My biggest influences are my surroundings, I guess, and I honestly feel, I might be a bit biased, but I feel that there's something in the water here in terms of music. The history is so rich and goes back so far, whether we're talking Motown or jazz or techno or rap or, you know, punk. I got so much love for where I come from, and no matter where I'm living, whether I was in Brooklyn or London, or people would say, where are you from? And I would say Michigan. And I just think it's good to share with people where you come from if you care about it.
One of his songs is named after a place in Ann Arbor called Huron River Drive.
I just like to give people something that they can relate to. You know, when somebody comes up to me and they go, oh, I was listening to Huron River Drive, and I was driving down Huron River Drive, and I was so proud to be from Ann Arbor, and it just fit, and da-da-da-da. It's like, it means everything. It's like, wow, this is actually affecting people the way I would hope to.
Saginaw says he had a particular chord progression in his head for years. And as he worked on the song, he started getting this nostalgic feeling.
And I was just thinking, like, where do I feel this feeling, you know? And I was like, oh, you know, home. And I was just thinking of where I go, where I've been driving, certain places that maybe I've driven on hundreds of times. And it just kind of fit, yeah. And kind of the textures too, the chimes, the cymbals, it's kind of like wind in the trees, the water on one side of you.
And Huron River Drive is sort of famous for being the scenic road that you can drive if you just need to unwind.
It's like if you have a fight with your girlfriend or something, you storm out of the house and then all of a sudden you're on this road and everything's okay again.
Saginaw says he would not be a happy person if he couldn't make music. In 2012, he toured all over the world, and he played almost 180 shows in 360 days. He says during that year, he had a lot of time to do some serious self-reflection, and that inspired a batch of songs that are about being honest with yourself. His new album is called No Better Time Than Now.